Director of Forestry Services, Fitzgerald Providence, is continuing the appeal for Vincentians to desist from lighting bushfires. He said, with the advent of the dry season, these bushfires can get out of hand and cause significant loss of property and life.
We are in the dry season, and we know the dry season is twinned with bushfires. We've been able to observe one or two already for the season, but we are asking persons to desist from setting bushfires because it damages the immediate area. The pollutants it puts out also impacts on us as humans. And when we denude the hillsides of the vegetation, when the rain comes, and we know we under the impact of climate change, where our seasons seem not to be like how they used to be long, when we now have periods of very heavy rainfall and then periods of low rainfall.
Mr. Providence stressed that bushfires can have long-term effects on the environment as well as have significant negative impacts on people's health.
So we don't want the heavy rainfall to come on these exposed slopes, which can cause major erosion, which may come down and have a very drastic immediate effect on human population, as some people live on the hillsides, but it also have an impact on persons who have respiratory ailments, that when you put the smoke up in the air, it impacts on them. So we're asking persons not to start any bushfires because they can impact on us negatively.
Mr. Providence is also reminding people that they can be arrested and charged if they start these bushfires because this is considered as public arson.
When you start bushfires, it's like an act of arson. You impact it negatively on the forest environment or the natural environment, and you can be charged for starting these fires carelessly, starting them without permission. Because in certain areas, you have to get permission of the authorities to burn any fire if you're even clearing your land. But we don't do that these days. But these fires can get out of control and cause damage to the environment and to personal property. So we are asking persons to desist from this practice of the bushfires. And we know that sometimes it is used for hunting, and there should not be any hunting. So we ask persons just totally do not start bushfires. And if you are burning your land if you have your land and you want to clear it for agriculture and you use the practice of burning it or heaping up the cut grass and burn, we ask that you control those fires. Make sure you have a fire break around it, and also you are wrong to monitor it to see if it moves beyond the way you have set it.
Director of Forestry Services, Fitzgerald Providence. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.